It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW. The North Posey Viking Coaches Show is brought to you and hosted by the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. It's also brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Expressway Chevrolet, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Metals, Moats Construction, Amber Sweet Teas, B. Stevens Services, Fisher Total Maintenance, JT's Hardware, Barton Automotive Services, and Smith Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance.
Good evening and welcome into the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. Once again here with head coach Waylon Shank of the now 2A South semi-state champion North Posey Vikings. And that's got a little different ring to it, coach. Congratulations on what has been a tremendous season to this point and getting your guys' chance to play at Lucas Oil.
Appreciate it. Yeah, kind of like the sound of the 2A South semi-state champs. But yeah, you know, kids came out and played really well Saturday after we got off to a little rocky start. But, you know, as we settled in, we felt like we could win, run the ball, get some, score some points. We were able to do that. But, you know, it's that atmosphere was pretty wild, and it took about half court for the kids to settle down.
I know it's been a pretty big whirlwind for you for the last 48 hours or so after winning the South Semi-State Championship and then having to go up to Indianapolis today for media day and such like that, but have you guys had any sort of chance as a coaching staff to kind of reset and kind of start to look at what Bishop Lewis is going to offer?
Yeah, we met yesterday morning, spent 3 or 4 hours kind of trying to break down some stuff, what we knew about them, how we're going to attack them, and continue that a little bit tonight. And but yeah, we feel like we got a good plan, and you know, just got to go execute at this point.
Well, let's talk about the game against Southmont. 14-7 at the half was the score, and I felt like your team left a few plays out there on the field.
Absolutely.
And I think you certainly felt that same way. When you were going into the halftime break, what was kind of the thought? Did you think you were going to be in the dogfight, or was it something you just thought that you guys just needed to improve upon what you guys were doing in that first half?
You know, we felt like going into the game, this was going to be a physical, tough four-quarter game, and then, you know, we got to halftime, and it was almost frustration a little bit that we've probably played the worst half of football we've played in the last 7 or 8 weeks, and but we're up. So, you know, that was kind of the message we told our guys: if we'll just settle down and play the game, we probably should have been up 28-7 and a half, but we weren't, and that's okay. But the kids responded really well. Defense again, lights out. You know, and then offensively, once, like I said, once we got that jitters out, we started executing a lot better. Guys made plays, and you know, had some costly penalties, had costly turnover early, but overall, proud of how the guys played, proud of how they handled the situation, proud of how they, you know, battled for four quarters, and great result.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to some of those instances in the first half, and you brought up the fumble that Colton Gardner had. What was the conversation with him like after that? Because it felt like he kind of came out of the game for a little bit, but then you went right back to him there, I think, in the second quarter. And he was really a big part of a touchdown scoring drive to kind of seal the game in the second half.
Yeah, he was just – I think the nerves just really got to him. You know, and if you're a 16-, 17-, 18-year-old kid playing in front of the largest crowd you've ever seen probably in his lifetime, with a chance to go to state finals on the line, I think the nerves got to him, and he settled down, and you know, once he settled in and got back to just doing the basics, he was fine. But, you know, there was a lot of that going on early. You know, Jackson Graff drops a pass that I don't know that I've ever seen Jackson drop a pass in practice or games. And, you know, the sun was a little bit different, and mm-hmm. I think the ball got in the sun. I talked to him a little bit about it today, and you know, he saw it, and then he didn't see it, and then it was on him. And, you know, so we left some points out there, but at the same time, this group's proven to be able to overcome some adversity throughout the season and bounce right back, and they were able to do that.
Oh, trust me, I know all about the sun. When that very first opening kickoff, I couldn't see who had the ball because I literally couldn't see him. It was certainly a different bit of an environment there, but you guys go into the half 14-7, like you said, and you guys had the conversation about if you just clean it up, good things will happen, and certainly good things did happen. 23-0, you guys outscored them in the second half, and you really kept their entire offense at bay. We talked a lot about the kid Woodall last week, but you guys held him in check. I had him unofficially at, I believe that's 10 carries for 43 yards.
That sounds about right. And that was, you know, our fear going into the game was that they would be able to do what we did to them. They would be able to keep our offense off the field, pound the ball 3 or 4 yards a pop, get us kind of frustrated, and we did just the opposite. I think we had the ball for nearly 34 minutes mm-hmm. of the 48 in the game, and that's again a testament to our offensive line who struggled a little early to adapt to the 3-3 that they showed us. They really hadn't shown that much going in. Film the last 3 or 4 games we watched them, they were in a 3-4, and our guys struggled a little bit with that extra linebacker in the box. And once we got some things sorted out, we were able to get back to what we do well.
Now, you guys are able to finish off every drive with a rushing touchdown, which is always impressive. But I thought the passing game was very, very good. Liam Stone, I think, had one of his best games of the season. I had him unofficially 7 of 11 for 119 yards. Just a little bit about what Liam was doing out there on Saturday. Was it something where you guys were making switches at the line of scrimmage where you didn't like the looks, or was that a part of the game plan to really attack through the air?
We had a feeling they would try to load up the run. I mean, we just, going in the game, we had kind of dominated the running game against Triton Central. We felt like they would come in there and make us throw, so we worked a lot on that. And like I said, I've said it all year, Liam's a good thrower. When he just lets it go, he's short-armed to throw there in the second half. But when he just plays free and throws the football, he throws as good a ball as anybody, and he likes his matchups. When he finds, Jackson Graff or Jed Galvin or Caden Stewart, and he knows it's a one-on-one situation, and the defense is kind of letting you know what they're going to do, he's real comfortable in that situation, and gave his guys some shots, and his guys went up, made some plays. Jackson dropped that early one, and then probably had his best 2 catches later in, of the season. Later, he was pretty upset with himself for dropping that, but he responded really well. Responded the way he should have responded. Went out and just kicked it into another gear, and made all the big plays down the stretch we needed him to.
And Graff almost had another long, about 40-yard reception on a diving attempt that was just barely out of his reach. So, other than the offense, of course, the defense, we've talked about it. They just deserve more and more praise for what they've done. To have the defense that you guys have at this point in the year be number one in 2A, and now I'm sure your scoring average is just under 10 points per game allowed. It's quite impressive what they've done to this point in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And going up to media day again today, that's all I heard about was, how are you going to stop the high-powered offensive lures? And it's the same question we get asked every week. I mean, going back to Southridge, going back to the Heritage Hills games, going back to talking about Tell City early, these kids just keep proving it week in and week out. And that's what we told them today in the meeting. Guys, you're going to prove it again because, last week you heard all week how the Woodall kid is one of the best backs mm-hmm. in the state, and you guys are going to struggle against him, and you hold him under 50 yards. And the response that we got at the state level today was, it wasn't praise on the defense. It was, how are you going to stop lures? So our defense has really bought into that, though. They've bought into the having to prove themselves each week. And they kind of like that, the disrespect, I think, that they feel like they're getting. And they feed off of it. So, if it's working, I hope everybody, continues to let them hear that, because, that added motivation is always great for them.
Well, they've only had 2 games where they've allowed more than 14 points in a game, and that was against Modern Day in the second round of the semifinals in overtime. And then really back in week 1, which if I remember correctly, and this isn't a discredit to the or a shot at the JV players, but I do believe in that situation you had a lot of JV players in week number 1 just trying to get them acclimated.
Yeah, and that was, they scored a couple touchdowns during running clock situations. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, our defense has been good every week for us. I mean, even in that Modern Day game where we gave up 34 points, it was a couple blown coverages. It wasn't like they were just able to line up and just execute, move the ball on us at will. We blew a couple coverages. We gave up a couple trick plays. Other than that, they were really good in that game, too.
One final thing from Southmont, just kind of what stood out to you, either positive or negative, going into this coming week?
Just the physicality that we continue to be able to play with, and that's going to be important heading into the state game. If our guys will continue to be the physical kids they've been up front, both offense and defense, we'll have a good shot at becoming state champs.
Well, let's step away for a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about that state championship matchup against the Fort Wayne Bishop Lures on Saturday. You're listening to one of the Posey Football Coaches Show, live from the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville is the go-to destination for good eating in Posey County. Salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, full-size fill-you-up entrees, and now pizzas. The Wheelhouse Kitchen opens daily at 10:30 and is open till 8 o'clock each night. Check out their daily lunch and dinner specials on Facebook. Want to grab something on the go? Then order by the phone by calling 812-874-2100. The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. A small town restaurant with big community ties.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Nixon Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, as well as machinists. Join our fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holidays and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix today at nixmetals.com. That's NIXMETALS.com.
Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware, at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs.
Welcome back to the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville as we are here for the North Posey Football Coaches Show with Coach Shank of the North Posey Football Vikings. And now let's turn our attention to the 2A state championship matchup. The first time that North Posey will be playing in Indianapolis. Last time it was the RCA Dome. This time it's Lucas Oil Stadium. But your Vikings did a take on the Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. Certainly a traditional program with a lot of success in their past. But I think this is certainly a team that you guys feel like you definitely have a shot against.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we match up well with them. We've played really good talent. You know, they got some excellent athletes. They got some size. We've got some size. They've got some speed. We've got some speed. It should be an excellent matchup for the 2A state title.
So specifically with what Fort Wayne does offensively, we were kind of talking about off the air, but it's a pretty traditional style of offense.
Yeah, absolutely. Their quarterback is a pocket passer. He's a kid that's not going to take off running. His eyes stay downfield even when he scrambles. They've got a bigger, more stout between the tackles tailback, and then they've got a speedier, shifty tailback. Both kids kind of present some problems, but I think on the season they've combined for 1,400, 1,500 yards. Mm-hmm. Um, So, you know, I think the thing that worries me the most about their offense, they got a couple of deep threat guys that can really run and our athletes can go up and get footballs. You know, if we can limit the big play, if we can keep those guys in front of us, make them put long drives together, I think we'll be fine.
So I know that one area of strength that we've talked about all year long has been the defensive line and really the front seven in general, be able to generate pressure. And that was something you guys did really well against Triton Central. And I think Triton Central is a decent comparison here because even though they did run a lot of jet motion with tap passing, we did see a lot of drop back and pass with Jay Stuckey. And I felt like you guys certainly dominated the line of scrimmage in that situation. And Triton had a pretty big offensive line.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to see a really big offensive line for Wayne Lures. You know, they've got two giant tackles. You know, one's 300 pounds, one's 400 pounds. They're big kids.
And that's not an exaggeration.
It's not an exaggeration at all. They're big kids. But with that, I think our speed and quickness is going to come into play. That's going to cause them some problems. You know, Gavin Myers on the nose. You know, we feel like we really like that matchup against their center and their guards. You know, Jay Scour and Zach Blaylock again. I think we will have success controlling the run game, and that's what we have to do, make them one-dimensional, make them throw the ball, let our DBs get back there, set up, and, you know, that'll make it easier on us as a team. And, you know, we've been able to do that going throughout the season. So, really, we just need to do what we've been doing and be who we are, continue to do what we do. And if we don't, you know, don't let the hype overtake what we're trying to do, I think our guys will play well.
Well, and you mentioned Gavin Myers there, and that's kind of someone I was going to talk about. He seems like somebody that plays very low to the ground whenever he is in the trenches and able to really eat up blocks and allow for your linebackers to come through and make those plays. And I think if any other game, this is the most important one, obviously from a wicket win-loss standpoint, but also just from that schematic standpoint of really trying to eat up those blocks with those big offensive linemen to let your linebackers get in free and make the plays.
Yeah, and that's one thing that they don't do as well is get to the next level. You know, they're bigger kids. They don't move as extremely well. You know, and that's what we're hoping, that, you know, Gavin can create some problems in there inside, force their backs to bounce, and then let our guys run them down. And our guys have been really good in space this year.
Well, and we were talking about the size. Obviously, that translates to the defensive side of the ball, too. And you guys certainly have quite a bit of speed on your offense. I think that's got to be an advantage as well.
Yeah, you know, we're fast. They kind of go opposite. You know, they're big on offense, big up front. And then you look at their defensive line, and they're playing a bunch of athletes up there. Mm-hmm. You're going to see their D-line wears like number 5, 25, 10, 88.
Basically a bunch of linebackers.
It's a bunch of skill kids, a bunch of linebackers. They utilize a lot more speed on defense than they do the size. But they're probably going to blitz a lot more than what we've seen, especially recently. If I feel like, you know, watching film, they're bringing at least one linebacker every play, if not two. Just try to create and disrupt using that speed and quickness. You know, the advantage we have there is we're pretty big physical up front. And, you know, we've been pretty successful running the ball straight at people. And if we can do that, and I think we can, if we can do that, it could be a good night or good morning for us, really, on Saturday.
Morning kickoff on Saturday. Let's step away for one more break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the logistics of the game as far as ticketing and all that kind of thing, and what you went over today with the media day. So don't go anywhere. The North Brothers Football Coaches Show, live from the Wheelhouse on Main Street, continues after this break.
At every turn, you can count on the team at Barton Automotive to keep your vehicle running safely and reliably. Their ASE certified master technicians protect your investment by utilizing the latest advanced diagnostic equipment and offering the highest quality parts, all backed by a nationwide 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty. For 15 years, Barton Automotive has served the tri-state area with integrity and treat their customers as friends. Give Barton a call today to schedule your next alignment, tire replacement, brake service, diesel repair, and everything in between.
812-985-3000.
Ram has just announced 10% off MSRP on new 2023 Ram trucks. But only Expressway Dodge will make this deal even better. Get savings of 15% or more off MSRP on new 2023 Ram light and heavy duty trucks. That's up to $14,000 off. 15% off at Expressway Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Evansville.
Excludes tax, title, and 225 dock fees. Must finance with Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details.
North Posey Viking Athletics on WPIW are brought to you by Moats Construction. Moats Construction is your locally owned contractor specializing in custom homes and remodeling. Since 1957, Moats Construction has been serving Posey County and the tri-state area. For three generations, Moats Construction has been giving you, the customer, everything you want and more. When it comes to your house, trust Moats Construction, a proud supporter of North Posey Viking Athletics on WPIW. B. Stevens Services in Cynthiana is Posey County's one-of-a-kind welding and service shop. B. Stevens Services takes pride in all their work, including metal fabrication, mechanical repairs, CNC milling, bending, and cutting, and even on-site field repairs. Do you have worn-out heavy equipment? Then let B. Stevens Services restore it to like-new condition with their portable line boring and automated welding machine used to repair worn-out pins and bushing holes. Issues with hydraulic hoses and fittings? B. Stevens Services can take care of that, too. Next time you need welding, fabrication, or repair services, contact B. Stevens Services at 812-622-2039.
Maggie's Mobility and Safe and Home in New Harmony would like to wish the North Posey Vikings football team the best of luck at semi-state. Maggie's Mobility is your local non-emergency medical transportation specialist for disabled people in the tri-state area. And Safe and Home provides caregivers to help keep your loved ones safe and independent in their own homes. Maggie's Mobility and Safe and Home are the perfect pair to make sure your loved ones have the transportation they need, yet the ability to live independently. Contact Maggie's Mobility at 812-682-1118 and Safe and Home at 812-781-2565.
When you need to create an unforgettable moment, there's nothing better than a bouquet of flowers from Joni's Flower Shop in Poseyville. At Joni's Flower Shop, not only do they arrange flowers, but also smiles. So let their team put together the perfect arrangement for you. From Mount Vernon to Newburgh, and Hobstadt to Evansville, and everywhere in between, delivery is always free. And you can expect award-winning quality and service every time. Check out the options online at jonesflowershop.com or call 812-874-0100 to place your order today.
George Machinery at 241 North St. Francis Street is Poseyville's only locally owned equipment dealer. From farming to construction, semi-trucks and trailers to outdoor power equipment, both new and used, George Machinery has the quality equipment that you need to get the job done. Check out the inventory online at georgemachinery.com or call 874-1007 to discuss your needs. And George Machinery also provides service and repairs for ATVs, side-by-sides, lawn and garden equipment, golf carts, and construction equipment. George Machinery in Poseyville.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Fisher Total Maintenance is your total commercial and residential maintenance company servicing the tri-state. Fisher Total Maintenance is experienced and capable of completing any job from a small home repair to total remodels, roofing, and gutters. Whether a pipe has burst, an outlet isn't working, or your AC is broken, you can depend on Fisher Total Maintenance. Find them on Facebook by searching Fisher Total Maintenance or visit them online at fishertotalmaintenance.com. 812-250-1456. Fisher Total Maintenance, servicing Evansville and the surrounding areas. When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. Final segment of the North Posey Football Coaches Show here, the state finals edition, we'll call it. That's a pretty good ring to it. You had quite a day today. You and Coach Fisher and a few players had to go up to Indianapolis, go through some media day stuff. How was that?
It was fast. It was one of those, we left. You know, I met Jackson, Liam, Jace, and Jed at school at 6 a.m. this morning, and we got to Lucas Oil about 9, and all kinds of different meetings. They have media day. Coaches have media day. A lot of information. You know, when they put on a what they put on there at Lucas Oil. I mean, there's so many people involved, and it is, you know, they've kind of got it scheduled to the second on how this thing has to work. And so you met with Colts officials, Lucas Oil officials, IHSA officials, media. It was kind of a big blur. We finished up there and got back to practice 2 minutes before practice was supposed to start, and did that and ran up here. So, you know, still trying to digest it all and looking back at our notes to make sure we got everything right before we send out you know, kind of a press release tomorrow to let everybody know how to get tickets and let the parents know kind of an itinerary of what this weekend's going to look like for the boys.
So it has certainly been a whirlwind today. It sounds like it's been nonstop.
I feel like, you know, Saturday was a great day, a great evening. I feel like I've been on a 48-hour sprint right now.
Yes.
So, but it's a good thing. We'll rest sometime next week.
So can you release some of that information here, or do you need to wait till you post that on the press release tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's, you know, we're going to play it at 10 o'clock our time, 11 mm-hmm. o'clock Eastern time. You know, tickets are going to be general admission. So it's one of those deals where, you know, you can use the ticket link. We'll post it on our Athletic Facebook page. I know you guys had posted it earlier today. You do not have to buy those tickets online. There is a will call window where you can buy it the day of the event. That can save you a little bit on the fees. I'm thinking the Ticketmaster is charging, but if you don't want to stand in line, go ahead and get them ahead of time.
It might not save you time, though.
It won't save you time, I can tell you that. And if it's going to be cold up there, I'd probably go ahead and get them ahead of time. But once the gates open, you know, it is general admission. So, I mean, if you've never been in Lucas Oil, it's huge. So it's not going to be a problem getting good seats and whatnot. So, you know, I just encourage everybody to get their tickets and get up there and support these guys. But, you know, we're going to leave it. We're going to go up Friday. We got a kind of a plan that's almost in place to go up and do some things and practice and get up there and watch Heritage Hills game and try to get our kids, you know, somewhat acclimated to what this is going to be like, because, you know, the four kids we took up today, we got to walk out on the field, walk through the tunnel, do it. I mean, it'll hit you a little bit. I mean, the emotions were running through them, and you don't know how big of a facility is until you walk out on the field and look up. And it's, I mean, so we'll try to get those guys up there early enough to maybe watch that Heritage Hills game and get used to the environment that we're going to play in. And but we feel like we got a good plan. It's almost come together. But yeah, tickets can be purchased already, and like I said, there'll be general admission, and you kind of first come, first serve on the seating arrangements.
So you said that one thing there that I really didn't think about, and that's practicing up there.
Yeah.
So are they allowing you guys any time on the field at all before? I mean, you're going to go up Friday, I would assume, in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we're going to go up, and we're going to stop in Bloomington, hopefully at IU, and practice.
So you'll be practicing at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get inside, because we want to have an indoor practice.
Duh.
You know, you got to kind of weigh the pros and cons of practicing at Lucas Oil. So we could go up Wednesday and practice. You get an hour time slot. Well, you know, our thought as a staff was you put the boys on a bus for 3 hours, you drive all the way up there. Time you get off, and you know, it's going to kind of, they're going to be wanting to take selfies and do all the stuff that high school kids would want to do. About that time, your practice is over. So you're going to waste a day of practice. You're going to miss a day of practice just to kind of have that experience that they're going to get this weekend anyway. So we opted out of the practice time, as did three or four other schools, just because it wasn't worth it on the drive. You know, I've had some coaches who have been there, some friends that I've made, you know, that have won state titles, and every one of them have told me, don't practice. Don't waste your day of practice going up there. So we took that advice. You know, the one thing we are concerned with, the IHSA had talked to us about it, Lucas Oil officials talked to us about it, is that indoor climate-controlled environment is different for these kids. The air's dry. You know, they're really encouraging us to start hydrating now.
Yeah,
it's a little bit harder to breathe in there. So we've talked to our kids about that. Hopefully they listen to us. And, you know, there's going to be some adjustment period there. Hopefully we can make it pretty quick, though.
So then basically a 0% chance they open the roof.
They're not going to open the roof.
Yeah.
It's going to be closed. And, you know, we're just so fortunate, too, though. I mean, as a state, to be able to play in a facility.
Oh, it's such
like
a great
this.
One.
And to have the Colts, you know, support what we do in Indiana high school football. I mean, there's a lot of states that are playing outside in late November in you know, muddy fields and rain and sleet and snow. And, you know, the kids in Indiana, you know, are taken care of. We got probably the best facility that you can ask for to play high school state finals.
So two more things. One, did you get a chance to talk to Coach Wilkerson at all? Because, of course, he's another local team coming up, and he's been there. He's done this before.
Yep, I talked to him a little bit today while we were up there, and that's one thing I asked. We got any words of advice? Don't let me screw this up. What's some things that you learned from your experience up there? And he was really good. And you know, I've reached out to guys like Scott Buning up at Southridge, who's made a run, and I got a friend of mine who used to coach at East Central, who's made that run, and. There's a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people around the state pulling for us and, what our community's trying to do here. So there's a lot of people who've reached out, given us advice, and a lot of it is, man, if you – one thing, do this. If it's just one thing, I can give you. So it's been awesome, and, I've listened to all of it.
Well, I think absolutely you should. So just a couple more things here. You guys have a community-wide pep rally tomorrow afternoon. That's a bit of a different twist, and I think a good way to kind of get all of the fans involved.
Yeah, I mean, I got an email today letting me know while I was up in Indy that we had a pep session tomorrow.
So you didn't know about that till today?
I didn't know about it till today, really. And they've probably, to their credit, they probably told me this was going to happen at some point.
There's been so much going on,
but there's so much stuff going on that, I'm just like, just tell me where to be, when to be, and why. But it's, that's the one thing that, in every interview I did today, whether it be newspaper, IHSA, TV, different news channels up there, the one thing that I continue to preach is just how awesome this has been as a community. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine come over from Cincinnati who coaches, he's head coach in Cincinnati, and he called me yesterday, and I mean, he was just blown away by the atmosphere Saturday. He's like, I've never seen anything like this. And he coaches at a big school in Cincinnati. He said, that's not the atmosphere that we get at our home games with lawn chairs around and fireworks going off, which, by the way, I had no idea.
I didn't know that was going to happen either, but it was a really cool thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just been awesome. The community support these kids have gotten. And we tell them every day, man, you guys are truly blessed to be in a community like this that cares so much. About taking care of you guys and giving you these type of opportunities. So we can't be more appreciative for everything that this community's done for us.
I know you've had an absolute ton going on, but do you guys have an idea of how many people were at that game on Saturday?
I think there were 4,000-ish paid.
Okay.
But I can't – I mean, that's – because there was online sales and then there were paper sales. And then I know, Southmont brought down some charter buses where they just paid with one check. And I haven't talked to our ECA treasurer today enough to – I got to do a big report for IHSA on that, but being gone all day. But just roughly kind of what some of the numbers I was hearing after the game, before stuff was really official, was it was 4,000-ish is what they were thinking. But it was a lot of people. I know that.
Well, I thought it was a really cool scene because I'm so used to looking in the press box, be able to see the grass field behind the away stands, and to see that completely full of cars. Their side was completely full all the way around the end zone.
And the crazy part is it was filled up at like one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely a scene. I think we had our boys basketball scrimmage and I ran home for a half hour and came back and I got back at about noon. And there were already people set up everywhere, and I thought, oh man, this is. Well, hopefully we could keep this under control.
I don't know if you saw me after the scrimmage, but I went up to the press box and went ahead and set my stuff up early just because I knew I was going to be there anyway. Might as well go ahead and get in there early.
There were people sitting in the stands at one point at like 12:30,
and Coach Fisher had to say, "Hey guys,
we
got to get out of here." Still.
So it was awesome to see.
Well, for anybody listening, if you want to congratulate the North Posey Vikings football team and wish them luck as they have a pursuit of their first ever state championship in football, you can call 812-673-9749 and leave them a voicemail to wish them luck. We'll be playing those on the air throughout the week. Again, that's 812-673-9749. And Coach, like I've said for pretty much the last couple of weeks, no matter how this next game goes, this has been one heck of a season for you guys. It's going to be one of the better seasons in North Posey history. You guys already set the single season school record for wins in a season. There's a lot to be proud of this week or this year, and I think you guys can do it this week. Obviously, we'll see if that comes to fruition or not. But regardless, win or loss, this has been certainly a very, very good season. You should be very proud of it along with your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. We're proud of these guys. I mean, like I said, we appreciate everything. Appreciate you guys doing this for us every Monday night. It's been awesome, and a lot of people are listening. So like I said, I can't thank the community enough for what they've done for these boys.
Well, I encourage as many people as possible to get up to Lucas Oil. It's going to be a tough building to fill up, but at least we need to try to make a dent in it. I think that thing seats about 65,000, if I believe.
It's big.
But kickoff will be at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be on the air probably around 9:40 Central Time, 10:40 Eastern Time. So if you can't make it to the game, you can join myself and Chris Moreland for the call. But hopefully, Coach, when we talk next week, maybe you'll be a state champion. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
So we'll talk to you again next Monday. Good luck this weekend.
The North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW has been brought to you and hosted by The Wheelhouse. It's also brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Expressway Chevrolet, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Metals, Moats Construction, Amber's Sweet Teas, B. Stevens Services, Fisher Total Maintenance, JT's Hardware, Barton Automotive Services, and Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance.